There's a honky-tonk bar outside of Winchester, Virginia that defines rural America, country music, and old-time tradition. It's called the Troubadour Lounge and was owned by Jim McCoy, a local country music legend who helped Patsy Cline find success. When author John Lingen went there to find Jim, what he found was a town searching for itself. John's book, Home Place, A Southern Town, A Country Legend, and the Last Days of a Mountaintop Honky-Tonk, chronicles his time with Jim at the Troubadour. John Lingen joins me now to talk about the book. Hey, John, thanks.
Thank you so much.
So when you first stepped into the Troubadour, what was your impression of the place?
I was really blown away. You know, I didn't really quite know what to expect. There aren't too many bars like that in the world, and certainly not too many where I come from in the D.C. suburbs. Maybe I was expecting something a little hokier or kitschier or something, but it is that, but it's also very much a living, breathing place.
And were you welcomed right away, or were they like, who's this new guy?
I was not, by any stretch, the first writer to come up and meet Jim and his wife and see this place that they had built up on the top of the mountain. He was very ill at that time, and I think there was maybe some skepticism from a couple members of his family, like, this is the last thing we need, but Jim lived for this stuff. But from the beginning, he was certainly just arms wide open, as I'm sure he was with dozens of writers before I ever arrived.
I'm on a honky-tonk merry-go-round, acting like a foolish clown, still racing those blues that you left with me, wondering if I'll ever be free.
And Jim McCoy was the owner of the Troubadour, but he was the first guy to play Patsy Cline on the radio, is that right?
Yeah, Jim was born just a couple years before her. He was born in 1929. He worked at the radio station WINC and hosted a very early morning show on the weekends and had a situation where you could go and pay a couple bucks to sing on the air. She didn't have the money, but auditioned for him in a hallway, and that was sort of an important and famous component of Patsy's origin story.
Yes, I'm wondering if I'll ever be free.
And when she sang on that WINC show, that was, in fact, the first time that she'd ever been put on the radio. And she was 16 at the time. This was in 1948.
Jim passed away about 2 years ago. I'm assuming his spirit and his memory is alive and well in that bar, yeah?
It sure is, yeah. There was, you know, they had been talking about selling it for at least as long as I'd been going up there since 2013. I think he was reluctant to do that because he wanted someone who might keep the place up, and not just sort of bulldoze it and build a McMansion up there or something.
So you've been back since Jim's death. Is the vibe still the same?
Yeah, very much so. It would be hard to gentrify a place that's sort of tucked away from everything.
I found some audio of Jim singing, so let's listen to that.
She always gives me love that's sweet and free. Thank you, folks.
That brings back old memories, Jim.
Yeah, dude.
Did you ever get a sense from him that maybe he was a little disillusioned, that he never really made it as a country star?
I struggled with that when I was writing the book because I think his decision to stay in Winchester rather than, say, go down to Nashville, where he knew a lot of people and was sort of a known quantity, he suffered some heartbreaks. There was an album that he made in Nashville about the mid-60s that literally just was recorded and then lost at the record plant.
So if I go to the Troubadour tonight, what will I find?
One big thing that's been happening since Jim's passing is that they have had a lot more sort of like event nights. So I've noticed that they've recently started having some heavy metal nights, and you'll have a great time.
What do you think Jim would say about that heavy metal?
I think he would probably growl and say that it's not really his kind of thing, but he was a savvy enough business owner that he wouldn't turn away a paying customer. I can say that for sure.
John Lingen, thank you so much for your time. I've enjoyed this.
Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate it.
Thank you all very much. We didn't have much time for rehearsal, but I wanted to do that.